Essex Place Emergency.
Hi there. Hello. I need police and a forensics team to my address, please.
What do you mean? What's happened?
My friend and I got into an altercation, and I'm the only one who came out alive.
Are you telling me you've killed somebody?
Yes, I am.
Right, and who am I speaking to?
My name is Lewis Baines, I'm 18 years old, and I live at...
Right, okay. And what's actually happened?
My friend came to stay the night with me yesterday, feeling very down, feeling suicidal. And I woke up this morning, he was in a mess, I tried to calm him down. I hugged him, then said that I was there for him. He shrugged me off.
Can you just bear with me a second? Don't tell me any more, okay? You're telling me he is definitely dead?
I'm telling you he's definitely dead.
Bear with me a second. Right, okay, Lewis, I need you to just take me back through that again. So what happened last night?
Okay. He came to stay with me because he was feeling down. I tried
What's his name?
Breck. B-R-E-C-K. Bednar. B-E-D-N-E-R.
Sorry,
B-R-E-C-K.
Breck.
Yes.
And then his surname is?
Bednar. B-E-D-N-E-R.
Okay, so he came to stay with you.
Look, I can explain this to the officers when they
get there. I need to take these initial details.
I know. He came to stay with me the night. I did my best to comfort him. I woke up this morning. He was in a mess. I tried again.
Right, just slow down again, Lewis. I need to take these details. So did you have an argument with him last night?
No, we were fine.
You were fighting?
No, we were fine. We were fine last night. We both went to sleep. I said that we were fine.
Okay, but why did he come to stay with you?
Because he was fed up with his home life.
Right, because he was fed up with his home life.
He's had a lot of problems. I've known him for a long time. He came to stay with me. I was in Thailand last week on holiday. He was in Spain on holiday.
Okay.
We both got back.
So, you both went to bed, and then what's happened this morning?
I woke up. He was just standing up. He was in a mess. Hands on his face. I got up, I put my arms around him, and I said it was okay. He just shrugged me off and said no. I can't remember exactly what he said. He was going on about how he didn't want to go home. He was fed up with his life, and he didn't want to go.
Right,
and
okay.
I have a penknife on the side of... Sorry, in my room, adjacent to my bed, I have... A chest of drawers after shaving the TV and stuff on there. I had a penknife on there, folded. He picked it up, opened it, and then lost control.
Slow down. Let me just take those details here. Penknife on the bedside table. Brett grabbed this.
Yes.
What, in order to harm himself?
No, in order to harm me. He opened it and then lost control.
To harm himself and opened it. States he lost control.
In self-defense, put my left arm up to block him from stabbing me effectively. We struggled. I got him to the ground. He got up. I got the knife.
Okay.
Can you not interrupt me with this part?
Okay, go on.
Okay. This is being recorded anyway, isn't it?
Yep.
I grabbed the knife. And I stabbed him once in the back of the neck, I believe, somewhere near the brainstem. He turned around, he tried to carry it on, and I think I stumbled on my chest of drawers. I fell over. I got back up, backed away, and then I don't remember exactly what happened, but the fight ended with me cutting his throat. I believe I turned around and I slashed his throat. He fell face first on my bed. I tried to stop the bleeding.
Yep.
He fell onto the floor.
Yep.
I couldn't stop it. His throat was properly cut.
And he's still on the floor?
Yes. He fell onto the bed face first. I was trying to compress the wound that time. And
Lewis, are you still in the room where Breck is?
No.
Where are you?
Look, this... Don't interrupt me. Just let me explain this if this is being recorded. I didn't know what to do. I felt like...
Right, is the house where you are, is where you are and where Breck is, yeah? You're in another room, are you?
Yes, I felt like taking my own life. I don't remember what happened after that. All I know is I dropped the knife in my hallway, I stripped down and just sat in the shower.
Right, you've left the weapon in the hallway?
Yes.
And have spent how long sitting in the shower?
I don't know. Look, are the police on their way? I can hear someone.
They are.
Okay, I'm going to go and do my part. Please, thank you for your help.
Right, just listen.